Well, after falling out of favor a bit a few years ago, the auto lease is back as hungry cars. Also, with the changing technologies, long-term ownership in some cases may not be as appealing as it once was. On the other hand, if you're locked into an auto lease and you want out for any reason, it can be a bit of a problem. For the past 10 years or so, an online service has been helping people move in and out of leased vehicles without paying costly penalties. How do they do it? We're joined this morning by Jim Matthews, General Manager of LeaseBusters.com. Jim, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. Good to have you with us.
Well, thanks for having me.
What is LeaseBusters?
LeaseBusters.com is a marketplace that has an audience, a national audience, that has about 250,000 visitors, of which 95% of those visitors are actually buyers with some intent. And what that means is that these are people that are considering a lease takeover as their next vehicle acquisition.
So they're looking at getting a vehicle someone else has leased, has driven for a time,
yep,
and now wants to get out of that vehicle, and this person's waiting to get in.
You got it. In fact, this marketplace, it's we tongue-in-cheek call it the e-harmony of vehicle leasing, because we're basically vehicle lease matchmakers, where the person who's looking to get out of their lease, for whatever the reason, it could be good reasons, it could be bad reasons, it could be the fact that somebody just wants to get a different vehicle, they've changed their mind, or they saw a new model that they would like. Well, rather than buying out the existing lease, collapsing it, and paying what is referred to as the lease deficiency, which could be in excess of $8,000 to $10,000.
Yeah, let's call it what it is. It's a penalty, right?
Well, it's not a penalty because
it feels like a penalty.
It's definitely a 5-minute major for
yeah,
sure.
Right on. Yeah.
but it's not a penalty. It's actually a market value depreciation. In other words, if I owe $20,000 on my lease contract, like the unamortized balance of the lease contract, and the vehicle's wholesale value, not the retail value, but the vehicle's wholesale value is $14,000, well, I have to make up that $6,000 difference if I want to get out today.
And, Jim, I guess it depends. We know that some vehicles, they depreciate more rapidly than others, given various market conditions and what have you.
So precisely, yes.
You could really get stung.
It can. And, again, the more expensive the vehicle, the regardless of the depreciation percentage, you know, the more expensive the vehicle, the more expensive the lease deficiency is. So in the end, people who are experienced leasing customers really understand the concept that if I want to get out of this lease and I want to get out traditionally, that is buying it out, I'm in for a big, big financial kick. Now, for the past 20 years, LeaseBusters has been in business, but to your point, for about 10, 11 years, we've had the online presence, the LeaseBusters.com national online presence, where we have been able to accumulate and build an audience of customers who really see the value in taking over this lease. So this person who needs to get out today does not have to buy out of it traditionally. In fact, all they have to do is hire us, and we will evaluate and assess the market position of their lease. So if we feel we cannot help them, we're not going to permit them to retain us, but we will, in our site, we'll find someone to take over the balance of that lease.
What are some of the scenarios where you simply could not help the person make a deal, Jim?
The most common ones are with leases, as you probably know, they all come with a mileage restriction. And typically, it's between 20 and 24,000 kilometers per year. So let's use the 20,000 kilometer year formula. Let's say on a 4-year lease, that's 80,000 kilometers total. After which, I mean, the customer doesn't have to park the car at 80K, but after 80,000 kilometers, there's between an 8 and 15 cent penalty, sometimes more if it's a luxury car. But let's say for this discussion thing, it's an 8 cent penalty. Well, if a customer has 2 years remaining in their lease and they've already put on 72,000 kilometers, it's very, very difficult for us to suggest that we're going to find somebody who will take over the lease for the next 2 years who only requires 8,000 kilometers total. That's just almost impossible. Now, to circumvent that particular problem, many customers will provide a certain amount of cash as an incentive to take over that particular vehicle, and that cash can be used if that new customer exceeds the limit. Because there are people that literally only drive 10,000 kilometers a year or less. So in this particular case, let's say they went 10,000 over. Well, if a customer gave them $3,000 to take over their lease, they're going to be in the black at the end of the lease. So there's many ways we can help, but in most cases, if somebody's over-miled their particular vehicle pursuant to the term, we really can't help them.
In this market right now, of course, we know that the during the recession, of course, the automakers have tried to step up incentives. In fact, based on the advertising I'm seeing, it appears that even some car prices have actually dropped.
Honda's dropped their prices three or four times.
Yeah, and Volkswagen. I mean, they're selling on price these days, right?
Absolutely.
So what happens then? I mean, you could potentially have someone who wants to lease a particular vehicle, mm-hmm. and the person wants to get out of it because they can probably go and write a new lease. And be paying less money. So here again, is it the cash up front incentive that's going to help do a deal here?
That's going to help, but if the market position and market value of the lease payment, of the lease takeover payment, let's say I've got 18 months remaining in my lease and I want to get out and take advantage of one of these cheaper deals that exist today in the market, well, the person who's interested in taking over my 18 months, it really doesn't matter what the 48-month lease payment is on the replacement or on the new vehicle. As a lease takeover buyer, I want a 12 to 18 month lease. I'm willing to pay the market value for that. So even if a brand new car is $450 a month and the lease takeover for 18 months is $510, I'm all over that $510.
Because you want to get out at a shorter period of time. You don't want to commit for 4 years.
That's right.
Right.
The 18 months could be, I know that the new BMW 6 Series is coming out 18 months from now. My lease just ended on my current 5 Series. And you know what? I don't want to encumber myself on a 4-year BMW lease. So I'll take over your lease for 18 months. And when that lease is over, I'm going to go get my brand new one. And that's just one of the scenarios. We've got several others where, you know, a very common one is a customer may need a short-term lease. Let's say they're in sales and they put on 35,000 kilometers per year. Well, you may have a lease that has 18 months remaining and effectively 35,000 or 40,000 kilometers remaining on that lease. Well, that's far more attractive to me than setting up a brand new lease and building in all this extra kilometers. So there's several different types of scenarios that exist for lease takeover buyers, and hence all lease takeover sellers that are looking to get out, you know, before they just simply buy out or before they decide, well, I better just keep my car, our valuations and assessments are all no charge, there's no obligation, and we could have buyers for these, you know, when people don't know. So it's an interesting scenario that has taken quite a few years for us to refine and develop. But you know what? Quite frankly, we've got it down to an art, fine art right now.
You know, Jim, it's interesting. You raised the issue, of course, you mentioned the Mercedes. And, of course, a lot of us would like to drive these very upscale, pricey cars. Mm-hmm. But we can't afford to go buy them right now or whatever. But I suppose, theoretically, you could kind of upgrade your vehicle, couldn't you, and get into
You could. In fact, that's what many customers do that, you know, who want to try one of these vehicles out is they, you know, they look through our luxury car section and, you know, they'll click on a BMW or a Mercedes or a Lexus or, you know, perhaps a Jag or whatever the case may be. And it certainly would give people an opportunity to rent, because that's all leasing is a glorified word for renting. But to rent one of these vehicles for 12, 18, 24 months without the long-term obligation of buying one of these things, because most Mercedes and BMWs, you know, even their middle line ones, they're $60,000 to $80,000. I mean, that's a lot of money to buy. And, you know, most of these vehicles are leased in the first place because they just are too expensive to buy.
So take us through this then. I mean, let's say that either I'm looking for a vehicle or I want to get out of a lease and I want to call up or do business with leasebusters.com. What's the process here?
Process is quite simple. Like, if you're looking to get out of your current lease, you simply go to our website, which is leasebusters.com. There is a link right on the homepage that indicates lease takeovers wanted. Get a no-charge evaluation of your lease. You click on that, and you provide us three series of information about how we get in touch with you, so some personal information. Number two is vehicle information. Do your best, because not everybody knows, you know, if they've got 18-inch alloy wheels or 17-inch, but do your best in terms of explaining the equipment. And then the third and final step is just the lease and finance parameters in terms of what your monthly payment is, the term of your lease, and so forth. Again, a lot of people don't have that information, you know, at the tip of their hands, but they can simply do their best and then go find the actual document. They submit that information, and then it's assigned to an account manager. The account manager takes some time and goes through their vehicle to establish the market position. So they do what we refer to as an evaluation. The evaluation consists of, you know, 10, 11 different points where there's a pro or a con. Like, in other words, if the vehicle has ultra-low kilometers, well, that's a pro. That certainly helps, you know, somebody, you know, the attractiveness of the lease. If the vehicle's, let's say, a high-kilometer vehicle or has a higher monthly payment than most, well, that's a con. So we review all the pros and all the cons in advance, and then the account manager will actually call the seller, the prospective seller, and provide them with the findings of their evaluation. So they'll review all the pros and all the cons. If the pros outweigh the cons, then 9 times out of 10, that lease will be taken over within 4 to 6 weeks. And we let the customer know that, look, this is what the situation is, this is how it works. And if the customer is comfortable with the whole scenario, then they hire us and their lease goes away within 4 weeks.
We have limited time here, but there's so many things, a few things I want to ask you very quickly. What happens, a lot of people will go in, not a lot, but some people go in with quite a bit amount of cash up front when they sign a lease, so they have a very minimal monthly payment.
Yep.
So when someone takes over a lease, are they able to take advantage of that low monthly payment?
Absolutely. Now, in a lot of cases, let's use a good example and one that the math is easy. Let's say somebody put down $8,000 on a 4-year lease. Let's say they're 2 years into that lease. Well, effectively, the original lessee has absorbed, has had the benefit of half of that $8,000. Right, because they've had it for half the term.
Exactly.
So $4,000 of the $8,000 has already been consumed. So really, there's $4,000 left that is going to be taken into consideration over the next 2 years. Now, in many cases, a lease takeover customer does not want to give $4,000 to take over a lease. It's just counterintuitive. However, if the monthly payment is that ultra cheap and there's other pros, such as low kilometers, a popular model, the right transmission, the right equipment level, an extended warranty or a maintenance plan or whatever the case may be. These are all the pros that are part of our evaluation concept. Well, there are many customers that would offer money. So in our initial evaluation, we would say to the customer, look, you've used up four. Let's ask for $2,000 of the remaining $4,000, and let's see what kind of activity we get. Well, normally, for a couple of $1,000, people will be all over that. In fact, we've seen bidding wars where, not unlike real estate, that we experienced in the last couple of years, where real estate was really hot. It's cooled off a little bit, but where more than one prospective buyer would be bidding on this particular car. So I've seen cases where I've had complaints, actually, where customers have said, look, I offered the person the $2,000 that they wanted, and they said, sorry, somebody's already offered me $2,200 to take it over, but they said to me, if you give me $2,400, I'll consider your offer. You know,
so there's room for negotiation.
Oh, heck
here.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Both on down payments and on cash incentives. So, for example, if you're looking at a lease takeover and the customer's not asking for or not offering a cash incentive, well, you can, you know, go see the car and look at the car, make sure you like it, and just say, look, I'll take over your lease. My credit's good. If you provide me with, a $500 or $800 or $1,000 cash incentive, and then the seller can say, well, either yes or no, I've got other people that are looking at it, and quite frankly, I don't feel that I need to offer it right yet. So there is a ton of negotiation on incentives and on down payments. The actual existing lease, so whether it's the remaining term, the monthly payment, the buyback, so on and so forth, any parameters and terms and conditions of the existing lease cannot be changed. This is a transfer of an existing lease.
Very briefly, we have to go very briefly. It's still a good idea for the buyer to get a copy of the original lease.
Excellent point.
Yeah.
if you are a buyer, prospective buyer or a seller, we have what is referred to as a lease takeover process checklist. You download it, you print it off every single time, and follow it to the letter. Because in the end, this is a private deal between a buyer and a seller that is also approved by the leasing company. So there's a formal component, formal finance component to it, because it's all has to, you know, there has to be approvals and so forth. But in essence, the deal is between the buyer and the seller.
All right.
So caveat emptor. Be careful.
Jim Matthews, general manager of leasebusters.com. Just go to the website. You can find all kinds of information right there. Jim, good to have you on the show. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
All right. Let's take